Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You may know them from an app. You may know them from social media. You may know them from pictures and people having bad days as far as crashing their motorcycle or their bikes. But what you probably didn't know is Chive has a huge charity attached to them, Chive Charities. And we are joined by the executive director of Chive Charities, Brian Mercedes. How are you today, Brian?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Thank you for having a name that's easy to remember.
It works out, yes.
And spelling it correctly.
Yeah.
So you have an interesting job at an interesting place. You know, people don't associate charities necessarily with, what Chive is known for, which is, you know, the Keep Calm and Chive On slogan and the various pictures of various things. We can leave it at that. that get the mind going. But what people don't know is that you have a huge charity attached to it. There's a lot of good work being done, and I find that dichotomy great and worth discussing, in the sense that you are an entertainment platform as a whole, but you're out there making a difference in a big way.
And I would say one does not exist without the other. Chive started back in 2008, 2009, and back then it was one pillar you had humor, and then on the other pillar you had hotness. So yes, there were pictures of beautiful women and memes and videos and things like that, but there was always something missing, and that was the third H pillar, which is humanity. And that really came to the forefront in around 2010, 2011, when there were people that were obviously submitting photos, you know, whether it was something funny that they saw, an anecdote, or, you know, whatever it was, they were sending it to the Chive. And at that point, you know, the Chive was getting, you know, 3 to 5 million people coming to visit their website every single day. And this is before, you know, the proliferation of social media getting so huge and Instagram being where you go to consume content like that. But, you know, it was kind of a rite of passage. You would submit a photo of your buddy making having a fail, and it would make it on the Chive, and that was a big deal. And you would send that to your buddies, and you had made it because your picture got posted on the Chive. But as time went on, there were a couple people that actually reached out for help and would submit a photo of an entirely different nature, you know, saying, hey, you know what, can you help us raise some money? I know that the Chive has this really cool this community. And, you know, John, the owner of the Chive, ended up, you know, writing stories about a couple of these Hail Mary passes that were thrown his way. And lo and behold, the community would step up and raise. This is before, you know, GoFundMe was huge. You know, he would write a story and say, hey, can we help this person, this individual, this? And within hours, they would raise $30,000 and just completely flash mob a charity link. And so the term flash charity became something that, you know, the Chivers, who are fans of the Chive, started to coin, because every time that John would write a story and somebody would be in need, we would raise $30,000. And then there was Taylor Morris, an EOD tech, Navy EOD tech, who had all four limbs blown off in Afghanistan. And we posted his story, and within a week had raised $250,000. you know, all things that as GoFundMe was getting started, we were kind of getting started, and those shattered all their records that, you know, still stand to this day. And they would kind of come back to us and be like, you broke our servers.
And one of the reasons why I had you on the show is the fact that contrary to what people may understand from the origin of the name Chive, which was initially it was Chicago and Venice Beach.
Yeah.
They are Austin based now. They are here in town. It's amazing to have this kind of once again, the dichotomy of the entertainment aspect of it and the charitable aspect of it in our own backyard.
Back in 2012, the owners of the Chive, John and Leah Rezig, they came to me and they approached me with the opportunity to start Chive Charities. And at that time, I was living in Atlanta, and they had mentioned, you know, we're out in Venice Beach right now, but the writing's on the wall. We're starting to grow. At that time, I think there was maybe 12 to 15 employees, all of which, you know, were planning on buying houses and things of that nature. And when you're living in Venice Beach, Santa Monica, you know, Los Angeles, California, you're not touching anything with less than $2.5 million. And even if you do have that, you're getting a shoebox. It's pretty bad. And back then, that's before, you know, the Austin prices, they were shooting up, but they weren't what they are today. But they already had it on their radar in 2012. It was either Austin, it was somewhere around Raleigh-Durham area, and then Boulder, Colorado was also on the list. So knowing that, in early 2012, when I moved out to Venice Beach to help start Chive Charities, we already knew that Austin, Texas is where it was going to be. So got to stop by Austin, fell in love with it, and already in early 2013, we moved the company there. And something that's really cool is pretty much, I think 100% of employees stayed with the Chive. Everybody moved over from California to Austin. And yeah, I mean, it was only like 15 to 20 people at that point, but still, I think that goes to just the power of what we built and just the culture and just the movement. Everybody cares about, you know, what the Chive represented and what Chive Charities was doing at the time, and still do to this day, even though the company has grown.
Well, I think also it proves the dedication that not just the fans have to the website and to what you guys are doing there, but the employees themselves. A perfect example of that is, you know, back in 2012, you had never heard of Chive, and then all of a sudden you wake up the next day and there are bumper stickers everywhere,
right?
And people are sharing things on social media, and it was one of those things where the loyalty to it is what pushed it to become, you know, overnight, an overnight sensation, for lack of a better term. That is exactly what happened. It was, you know, all of a sudden there was, you know, Keep Calm and Chive On were on people's mm-hmm. cars, and mm-hmm. people were posting all sorts of stuff on social media about it, to the point where you had to go find out what they were talking about if you didn't know already.
Right. Yeah. And not only that, if you didn't know and then you learned, all of a sudden you would see it everywhere. It was kind of like a lifestyle brand and a way of life. Like, don't take things too seriously. Keep calm and chive on, you know, care about your fellow human beings, your fellow man, you know, tip your waitress well, do random acts of kindness because ripples make waves. It was just a rallying cry for Chivers. And you would see people wearing these shirts out in public, and it was like, oh my gosh, we have something in common. You know, you may come from a different background, you may have different politics from me, but, you know, we have this in common and we want to make the world a better place. And that's basically what, you know, the Chive's all about.
Well, make the world a better place while not taking it too seriously.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's yep. right in my wheelhouse, where, you know, I will help you once you have fallen down the stairs, but I'm probably going to laugh at you while you're falling down. And it's not out of malice. It's not because I'm a jerk or anything like that. It's just taking things too seriously, whether they're, you know, accidents or not, is the You know, you talk to people who have gone through tragedies, or you talk to people that have, you know, diseases that are, they're debilitating, and the ones who make it, the ones who are able to plow through all of that, are the ones that have a good attitude.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, we see with the recipients that we help every single week. That's one of the common themes is, you know, they were born with a specific rare illness that, you know, maybe one of 200 people in the world have, and doctor said X, or doctor said Y. Like, they're not going to live to the first birthday. Well, they're three now. They're not going to walk. Well, you know what? They're walking. And it's just that perseverance. And I think that it's kind of like a universally accepted, universally embraced theme that we work into all our stories. The underdog who, you know, no one's really given them a chance. Doctors, other charities, you know, insurance companies, no one's given them a chance. So here's Tribe Charities. We're going to step in and we're going to write your story in a way that sheds light on something that, you know, people would never have heard about. But at the same time, you're going to feel connected to that story because it feels like it could be your cousin or your uncle or your brother or your friend because of these universal themes.
Let's talk more about that, the specifics behind the charities that you do and how you do go about changing people's lives and being able to get the story out there too, which is equally as important. Is, you know, there's a lot to be said for going and helping somebody and changing their life, but if you can't use that story to change and help others, I kind of believe you're not doing it right.
Right. Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Like, we are fortunate enough to have the megaphone that is the Chive. And, you know, they've got this amazing website, this app, which is thechive.com, and then the Chive mobile app, which is on iOS and Android. And, you know, they've got spinoff companies like Atmosphere, where you see Chive TV and 50,000-60,000 locations around the U.S. And so we can write these stories about these recipients. And we are lucky enough to be able to use that megaphone to get that message out there and to not only educate, but then, like you alluded to, kind of make that ripple effect. Because, you know, you might read that story and share it, and that, you know, educates another person. And you know, maybe that person donates to Chive Charities, which helps us help the next person, which is just kind of a self-fulfilling, this ripple that, you know, down the line, you know, 10 years in, because we started in 2012, celebrating our 10th year anniversary. Now we're going on 550 recipient causes, and we've helped thousands of people, and we've now donated around $19 million in aid, something we're incredibly proud of, and, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. Back 2012 through 2015, 2016, a lot of the people that were reading our stories had never donated to a charity before. Or if they had, you know, it was their first time, or they had seen their parents donate to these charities that were building marble fountains and things like that. And
yeah, or threw some change in the red bin on the way out of the store.
Exactly. So this is their first, like, active or proactive donation to a charity, and for the community, you know, whatever you want to call it, generation whatever, millennial, you know, they wanted the proof. They wanted that immediate gratification of, like, hey, my $5 went to Zoe, my $50 donation went to, you know, that service dog or that house rebuild. So I think that's, you know, being able to be general enough to hit on those themes and to tell people's stories, their family stories. And yes, we're also educating on these rare diseases, but, like, we can help all these different things, and you're always learning something new. Like you said, it's not always that one specific thing. So I think it's worked out well for us.
$19 million. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and pat yourself on the back. That's yeah. A lot of money.
Yeah,
you know, that's
yeah.
A lot of money by anybody's standard. So well
yeah,
done.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people think of charity and it's like, okay, yeah, they got that grant for $500,000 and they made use of that, and they've got 5 to 10 big donors. We've never had big donors, and our average donation is still $30. So you're talking about thousands of people with a micro donation. Not that $30 is chump change, but you know, some people are donating $5 a month and some people are donating $1,000 a month, very, very few. But when you've got a dedicated following, you've got 4,000 people or 10,000 people that are willing to make a difference, a lot of a little bit can make a big change.
One of the things that you do as a charity, and we're talking to Brian Mercedes, the executive director of Chive Charities. As I said, you may know their website or their app or their social media posts for other reasons, but they have $19 million worth of giving attached to them too through Chive Charities. And discuss more about, you know, a lot of charities are specific to one thing. They help injured veterans, they help, you know, cancer research, whatever. You guys do something that's different in the sense that you take things on a case-by-case basis.
We took inventory of who are the people that are asking for help, who do we want to help, and mainly, like, where do we see gaps? Where are the insurance companies? Where is potentially the VA not stepping in? And we came up with a few different categories of people, and we didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves either. So we wanted to make this wide enough that we could help who we wanted to help, and also, you know, more importantly, fill in those gaps where, you know, there just wasn't assistance, what we call the orphan causes. So
I like,
you know,
that.
So the pillars that we serve are veterans, military families, first responders, and rare medical diagnoses. You know, we looked early on and we were helping people like Zoe Lush, who has osteogenesis imperfecta, otherwise known as brittle bones disease. And she had a lot of needs. And some of them were thousands and thousands of dollars, things like metal rotting surgeries and certain things that their insurance company wasn't going to cover. And we didn't think that was fair, because if she had a separate diagnosis that wasn't as rare, they would have covered it in full. So why do they have to pay, you know, thousands of dollars, where this family over here that walked in 5 minutes after them has to pay a, you know, $50 copay? Just doesn't make sense. So part of what we wanted to do is help those people with the rarest of the rare medical diagnoses, and tell that story. And you know, through that, maybe we're educating doctors, even maybe we're getting it on the radar of insurance companies. And in fact, you know, since the very first stories that we've written, we've had doctors, their chivers chime in the comments saying, "Oh my gosh, I've never heard of this. I'm going to send this to my colleagues." And, you know, by way of that, maybe we're helping people get diagnosed a lot sooner, and maybe preventing some things and some bad that would have happened without that diagnosis.
And, you know, if this is your doing, I applaud you for doing it. But corporations and companies that usually get involved in charities after they exist tend to misunderstand things, and they think that it works from the top down. And you guys understand the grassroots. You guys understand that in order for any of this stuff to actually make a difference, it has to start at the bottom up. And going after people who, the orphaned causes, I absolutely love that. And I will steal that. And hopefully, if you're lucky, I will give you credit for it. I'll just say Brian said it.
Feel free.
But orphaned causes, that's exactly, you know, what happens with you know, the only way you can make a difference with something as small as brittle bones disease, I'm sorry, I didn't get the other name for it, is from the bottom up. You're not going to get the big sweeping, you know, month or, you know, even a day to wear a ribbon or anything like that. So in order to make a difference, you have to be grassroots.
Yeah, absolutely. And we learned early on that people respond to that. It's story-based, it's individual-based, and we use the individual to raise awareness for the cause, which is a little bit of flipping the charity model on its head, where most people are cause-centric. You know, we're individual-centric, and through that individual, you're learning about this disease, this cause, this need that veterans have that they have to wait, you know, 2-3 years for the VA to cover, or they have to cover out of pocket, or active service military member who needs therapy, but he's still active service. And if he discloses that in a meeting, then he may lose his active service. He may get discharged because he has this trauma, and that's not fair. So, you know, we want to come in and help fill those gaps.
That is something that has always bothered me is that, you know, it's not a weakness asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately,
It should be applauded. Yeah.
It takes strength. It really, truly does. It takes strength to reach out to, you know, people see it as begging, but it takes strength to reach out to a complete stranger as that Hail Mary, exactly as you said. And you know, that was literally the beginnings of what you're doing now. But, you know, that takes strength to reach out for that. And, you know, it takes strength to stand on the corner and beg for your family, hoping that you're able to get enough money to do something and get your feet underneath you. And, you know, it's that, speaking of turning things on their head, that's something that has always bothered me in this in our society, is that we don't see it as that. We see asking for help as some sort of a weakness when, you know, that's power right there.
Well, not only that, and that's one of the main things that we try to speak on in our stories, especially when we're talking about helping somebody active service or a veteran, or especially first responders. They're a different breed. You know, they're used to being the heroes. Their training is, you are the helper. You don't need help yourself. And we see this all the time. People will start an application for a loved one or someone that they, you know, a friend. And at a certain point, we need that person that we're going to be helping to actually want help themselves. And sometimes it falls off because, you know, that police officer, that 20-year firefighter, we get on a phone with them and they're like, oh, gee, like, I appreciate everything that you're doing for me, but I know there's so many other people that need it more than me. No, it's not. Like, we want to help you. And if you help us help you, it's going to help, you know, the next guy feel like, hey, maybe I can ask for help. And you do need help.
Help shouldn't be finite.
Yeah. And there's a reason why, you know, 22 veterans and military members commit suicide every single day. Like, that's, it's a story that needs to be told. And it's, you know, you just need to normalize the fact that, like, people need help and it's okay to reach out for it. And there are resources like Chive Charities and hotlines and communities out there that want to embrace you.
Well, and there's also the new, you know, just to put this out there, there's also the new suicide hotline.
Exactly. Yes.
And, you know, luckily there is some things that are changing about that, but it doesn't help the people that do need help now. And mm-hmm. As I said, you know, that is a great aspect of what you guys are doing out there is that you are finding those individuals and, you're not having to convince them to get help, but you are there when they finally come to the conclusion that it's okay to ask.
And one of the cool things is, when we connect with a future recipient, we try to find, you know, they may come in and say, hey, it'd be great to have this thing, but we try and uncover the real need. Maybe they're asking for a wheelchair, but they also need
the van to go with the wheelchair.
Yes, to go with the wheelchair. So maybe there's something further, and that's, you know, what we specialize in, and connecting them with the community. So if it's a veteran that we've helped purchase a service dog and place a service dog through training, you know, who lives in Atlanta? Well, there's a Chive chapter called the Atlanta Area Chivers. That's, you know, a couple thousand of dedicated individuals that, you know, there's a few dozen veterans in that group too that are going to welcome them in open arms, and they're going to be following up with that person. And, you know, we don't just help somebody and forget them. We follow up with them, we connect them to our community, and we just make sure that, you know, they're set up for success.
We are talking with Brian Mercedes from Chive Charities. ChiveCharities.org is the website. 737-377-3744 is the phone number. I'll say that again. 737-377-3744, ChiveCharities.org. And again, this seems like sort of an odd thing for our show. You know, we tend to stick to a lot of Austin-based charities, and that's the thing, is that this is Austin-based. This is a situation that is different than most charities. And again, as I said, it's in our backyard. They are making a difference, not just throughout the country, but by being here. And quite frankly, like you said, you know, employees moved to be a part of the community out here. They're alone helping the community and, you know, spending resources and joining the party out here. So there's a lot to be said for, I always try and stick to things that are local or have a local impact, if that's at all possible. Obviously, there are some grand things that need to be addressed, heart disease, diabetes, and those sorts of things. Yeah. And I appreciate the uniqueness of this charity specifically. And it is different than the rest I have spoken to. It is different than the models that you ordinarily see. And I think for that reason, there is a situation where you can have, you can, you know, exactly as we were talking about earlier, you can be entertained by the website and by the entertainment aspect of things, but you also can have the chance to help. And you can also spread the word. And I always say that if you can't donate your time, donate your money. If you can't donate your money, donate your time. And that's donating your voice is a way to donate your time and being able to just share something out there, even if you can't donate to it. But that's something we haven't covered is let's say somebody does come across a story where they do want to help, and maybe they can't even necessarily help financially, but they can help in a unique way. How do they reach out to you?
You could reach out to us at support@chivecharities.org. And certainly if it's a story, you know, we talked about the ripples making waves. Like, share it, tell a friend, share it on your social media. You never know who may also be impacted by that story and wants to help in a financial way or otherwise. And, you know, there are very simple ways that also you can help, like Amazon Smile. If you look up our charity on Amazon Smile, we luckily at this point, every quarter or so, we're getting $5,000 to $6,000 in donations from people that just aren't changing their habits. They're just, you know, purchasing stuff through Amazon, and you can actually connect a charity to each one of those purchases. Doesn't do anything. It just takes a small percentage of that purchase, and it can go to any 501c3. So if it's not for Chive Charities, I would urge everybody out there to put some sort of charity on there, because it can make a difference. And you're talking about helping 2 to 3 more people per year with simply doing what you already do. And then, you know, if you do end up donating, you were talking about everything else going on in Austin. You know, we're right there off of the Congress Bridge, right by the Bat Bridge. We were lucky enough to get in very early. The old Shoreline Grill, ended up purchasing that back in 2013, converted it into just a play space. Basically, we've got a 45-degree angle slide that goes from the first floor down to the bottom floor, pool tables, 2 fully working bars. The cool thing about that is, I think 2 years running, got the coolest office in Austin award.
I have read that.
But on top of that, for any donor of Chive Charities, every Friday there's kind of a close to the public but open to donors. So if you donate to Chive Charities, you can get in. Also, if you're a veteran yourself or a first responder yourself or active service, you can get in. You know, fully stocked bar with whiskey and beer and high fives and lots of fun. So come stop by. And yeah, toast to the underdogs.
I really hope my bosses are listening. That's how you do an office right there. We have some really cool radio equipment up here and some lights and buttons, and it looks cool, but yeah, I want to slide. We are talking to Brian Mercedes from Chive Charities, chivecharities.org. 737-377-3744 is their phone number.
Well, thanks for having me, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.